Everyone, Tim Stoddart here, and in this week's video, I am going to show you my most valuable social media platform. I promise you, it's not what you think it is. All right, let's get started. First up on the list is Twitter. Now, look, ever since Elon bought Twitter, it's lost a lot of its value. I'm not really going to get that into it. But in terms of what Twitter was before Elon and what it is after Elon, it's not even close to the same platform. I don't get nearly as much value from it. I still post in it every day. One of the reasons is because it gives me a format to be able to take screenshots and then repurpose that content elsewhere. But I mean, it's nothing like it used to be. Twitter used to just be my absolute favorite. It was so much fun. Now it's just kind of a shit show. All right, but let's look at the numbers. I got 33,000 followers. And, you know, you can see here my impressions are just nothing close to what they used to be. I used to get almost 1 million impressions. I used to get a ton of comments and interaction and email signups from Twitter. It was even here, like this is Twitter's analytics dashboard. And they've been saying that they've been working on analytics forever. And if I want to go to the beta program, I can just go here. But then this just sends me back to my Twitter feed. So I don't even really know what it looks like. I like Twitter. I'm going to keep doing it, but doesn't have a whole lot of value for me. So I think as of right now, it's my least most effective platform. Moving on, Instagram. Now, I got to be honest, I've only started doing Instagram about a year ago. I deleted Instagram. I find the platform to be like pretty unhealthy and toxic. And I don't have Instagram on my phone. Well, I don't have any social media on my phone. But Instagram of all is the one that I kind of stay away from personally. With that being said, I've found it very valuable in terms of using it as a marketing tool to build my brand. So all of my content looks like this. You'll see it's just screenshots. This is one of the main reasons why I continue to use Twitter, because it gives me like a good format to repurpose my content. It's been really effective. I mean, look, I have almost 5,000 followers. The ratio of followers and engagement is very high. I get a ton of engagement on my content. I meet some cool people. People say really nice things. You know, this was my first like super viral post that I've had recently. It was a carousel I made about ChatGPT. It got almost 2,500 likes. I got like a couple hundred email signups from this post. And it's been great. Like really, I've built a much better relationship with Instagram over the last year. And I'm glad that I did it. So you can see in my insights dashboard, my reach is still only 80,000. Now, this is interesting because if we remember Twitter, my reach on Twitter was like 130,000, but the engagement that I get on these posts is so much higher. So either Instagram is lower than it says it is, or Twitter is higher than it says it is. My guess is that out of the two, well, both of them lie all the time, but I think Twitter is probably lying more. Instagram's been great. This 80,000, I don't pay attention to this reach number too much, because out of all of the platforms that I post on, the ratio between reach and engagement on Instagram is by far the highest. Next is LinkedIn. LinkedIn has been awesome. Over the last year, I think I've gotten the most value from LinkedIn. Just in terms of real value, like relationships made, friends that I've made. Well, let's check it out. I mean, I got 38,000 followers on LinkedIn. The community is great. Like I really like LinkedIn. So here's another example where I just basically post my screenshots again. With LinkedIn, I get a little bit more nuanced, just because I feel like there's more of an opportunity to go into more depth about the original post. And so I do so. But yeah, I'll get like an average of anywhere between 40 to, I don't know, maybe 80, sometimes even like 300 or 400 likes. So let's look at the whole feed, right? So this one, 41 likes. Yeah. I mean, this is more typical, 160 likes, 150 likes, 120 likes, 80 likes. Let's check out one more. So 30 likes, right? So it's like all over the board, but for the most part, my LinkedIn following is really great. And I've made some cool friends on LinkedIn. LinkedIn has turned into what Twitter was for me like 2-3 years ago, where there's actual people having actual conversations. You know, with that being said, my impressions are down. I wonder if I can see past 365 days what my impressions have been. I think they've probably declined a lot. Yeah, they have. I mean, it's just slow and steady, trickling down and down and down. I'm not exactly sure why. Right, like this particular post right here, only 10 months ago had 233,000 impressions, and recently it's been difficult to get my entire feed, my entire profile to get more than 100,000 impressions. So that's interesting. With that being said, let's see if I can get back to the original part where I can just show you my baseline impressions. Right, with that being said, I mean, I got 40,000 followers almost, and it's a really engaged community, and I'm happy about it. I would, if somebody were starting over today, I would tell them start on LinkedIn. Just the value that you get from LinkedIn is more than all other platforms. And I don't just mean the reach, I mean the combination of all the reasons why we use social media. Spreading our message, meeting people, networking, having access to people through the DMs. Like people do respond to their DMs on LinkedIn, and I think that's cool. Next is Threads, the stepchild of social media. I don't really know what to make of Threads. I'm continuing to post on it because I think it's new. And I think that Facebook is, or Meta, I should say, is really, really good at creating ad platforms. So I anticipate that Threads is going to have an extremely robust ad platform, just like Facebook and just like Instagram does. I mean, Facebook and Instagram are the best places to advertise simply because they're the easiest, but also because the return on investment you get is so much better than advertising on a place maybe like LinkedIn or especially Twitter. And so I'm just investing in this because I know it's going to pay off one day. With that being said, the reach and the engagement I get on Threads is significantly higher than it is on Twitter, right? So I got almost 6,000 followers, and this is just a pretty standard post, 57 likes, 120 likes, 233 likes, 13 replies. I built some good conversations. The downside about Threads is that it's so new that there's no DM feature. There's not a whole lot to do outside of this. I will say the web app is not as good as the mobile app, but like I told you before, I don't have social media on my phone, so I don't have access to the mobile app. I couldn't tell you if there's been like some cool improvements or some other ways. I just post my content and then basically move on with my day. But Threads, I would say Threads is like it's an 8 out of 10. It's really coming along. Like I said, I just believe in Meta's ability to create an ecosystem and eventually turn that ecosystem into an ads platform. And so I fully anticipate that I'm going to be spending money on the Threads ads platform sometime in the next like 5, 10, 20 years. So I'm investing in it now. But yeah, it's worth doing. You're not really going to miss it if you don't do it. All right, let's do Pinterest. I bet you didn't see this one coming. Holy shit, Pinterest. This is like above and beyond my biggest and most valuable platform. I am laughing my ass off every single day when I look at how my pins are performing. For people who follow my newsletter, you'll know. Well, hold on, let's edit this little bit in here. I have this sign in front of me that says nobody knows anything and is a daily reminder not to believe the experts and the pundits because we're all just sort of making it up as we go along. And every time I look at my Pinterest platform, I think nobody knows anything because who in the world is talking about using Pinterest right now, especially using Pinterest for anything other than weddings and home decoration and baking cakes? I mean, Pinterest is typically a woman's social media platform. And with that being said, I'm here for it because people love Pinterest in a way that I never ever anticipated. So let's check it out. I got 1.1 thousand followers and I got 1.2 million monthly views on Pinterest. Holy shit. So I don't know. Let's just pick one. So this one in particular has 8.9 thousand. You can look at the stats on each pin, right? So the impression has been 8.9 thousand. This is the part that makes me believe that there's such value in Pinterest because people actually click on the pin. So what does that mean exactly? It means they come here. Right, they expand on the content a little bit, and I'm still really trying to figure out ways to to take advantage of this. There's no way to, oh, excuse me, to link out from here, which I think is a bummer. And you know, that brings me to kind of the downside of Pinterest, where so much of the engagement happens on the platform itself that not a whole lot of people go to the profile. Like in Twitter, it's just very common where if you see a tweet you really like, it's common for people to click on the person's profile and check out their bio and click on their website in the bio. And that's how you generate a lot of email addresses, at least you used to back when Twitter was killing it. But the same is true with LinkedIn, right? On Pinterest, this isn't, it's just not really like the style. People don't do it that much. And so I'm having a difficult time building the email list from Pinterest itself. But with that being said, I am diving into marketing courses on Pinterest. I just feel like I have some kind of secret weapon here that not a lot of creators, let's call it, are digging into. People that are interested in building newsletters and are interested in selling digital products aren't on this platform. Pinterest, like I said, it's always been known as the place for like visual pin boards and inspiration boards and wedding cakes and home decor and, you know, furniture. But there's a lot going on here. So I'm open to suggestions. If anybody watching this uses Pinterest and they think they use it effectively, I want to know how I can make the most out of the fact that when people see my pin on their board, how do I get somebody here that views the pin and views the image? And like, how do I get somebody here and turn them into more of an owned contact? It's a rented contact right now. How do I transition people from this point to signing up for my email list? I'm not totally sure, but I'm like invested in it. I think people are really sleeping on Pinterest, and it's been super effective for me. So like I said, surprise, surprise. Let's look at this one more time. 1.2 million impressions a month. I mean, I can definitely tell you my name is getting out there. I have a pretty recognizable name, and so people are seeing it, and it's going to pay off. It's definitely going to pay off. Like I said, I bet you didn't see that one coming. Pinterest for the win. Absolutely. I mean, if I had to only choose one, I would still choose LinkedIn. I make the most money on LinkedIn by far, more than any others. Like, hands down, far and away, LinkedIn is the most valuable. After that, I would probably say Instagram. I feel like if I had 40,000 followers on Instagram the way that I do on LinkedIn, I would be really, really growing and really, really crushing it. So it's hard for me to compare Instagram on an even field the way I look at the other ones, because I typically have about 40,000 followers on LinkedIn and Twitter. So like, I have a good baseline between the two. But on Instagram, I don't know what an account with 40,000 followers would be like. And I think it would probably be really effective. So LinkedIn's number one. Instagram's number two. And right behind that, I got to put Pinterest. I see this thing blowing up. It cracks me up every time I look at it because no one knows anything. After that, I would do Threads. And then after that, I would do Twitter. The only reason, actually, you know what? I would still put Twitter at number four, because what makes Twitter so valuable is still the DMs. It's not the kind of platform where I can expand my audience the way I used to be able to, but it's definitely the platform where people go to have conversations, and I can meet new people and I can check out what other people are working on. I can send them DMs, and you know, it's still a great way to sell ads and to network and make relationships. So LinkedIn number one, Instagram number two, Pinterest number three, Twitter number four, Threads number five. Thank you so much for watching this video. Let me know your experience. Hit like, hit subscribe, smash that subscribe button, and ask me any questions you want. Thank you so much for watching the video, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.